Twisted Pine in a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF, performing a song from their new album Right Now, cover of Father John Misty's Well, You Can Do It Without Me. Twisted Pine joining me now from a couple of locations, three members in Massachusetts and one in Toronto. Thanks, guys, for showing up.
Thanks for having us.
This new one Right Now is your third album. You had the self-titled album in 2017 and then 2018 Dreams, a collection of cover songs. How did you guys come together and decide to be a band?
Well, a lot of us were living in Boston. The Cantab Lounge is kind of like the main spot that we would all visit for Bluegrass Tuesdays, and we would all jam there. So over time, we kind of like met each other through mutual friends who also attended that jam. And then later on, we met Anne at a conference.
Kathleen Parks speaking. She's on fiddle and lead vocal for Twisted Pine. Chris Sartori is on bass, Dan Bowie on mandolin, and Anne Fung on flute. You guys have been getting a lot of attention from music critics, a lot of good things being said and written about you. One of my favorites is from the Boston Globe, in which you were referred to as a spacecraft of a band. And another one, Astral Flute and Shoobidoos of 70s Radio. Now, for a group that started out as a bluegrass band, accolades like that must mean you got a lot of a wide variety of influences among the members, and you're branching out. Tell me about early influences among the members of the band.
Sure, yeah. Well, like you said, we started as a bluegrass band, and that those are kind of our ancestral roots in a way, and the way that our instruments work together sort of comes from that bluegrass style. But I think where we deviate is in the song forms that we write, and like sort of the rhythms and grooves that we are writing and working with. They're sort of more like a little bit more funky, more backbeaty, a little bit more spicy than your regular just boom chick bluegrass. Influences, all four of us kind of are all over the board, each in our own special way. I think the thing that connects us, the common thread we have is just that we're all super into like sort of the improvisational elements of music, and a lot of experimentation and stylistic experimentation as well is sort of what binds us together.
Chris Sartori, bass player for Twisted Pine, speaking. Dan Bowie, you're on mandolin now. You know, mandolin, bluegrass, is that your background or a false assumption on my part?
No, definitely. That's definitely true. I first got into the mandolin just from, I saw Sam Bush playing on PBS, and I just thought it was super cool, and I wanted to kind of like do that. Kind of as far as the mandolin, I got drawn in by kind of the whole Sam Bush and Bela Fleck and David Grisman and kind of Chris Thiele, John Hartford, like all of those kinds of artists who were all like in their own way, actually very kind of pushing the genre forward in their own different ways in their respective times. You know, like they all have kind of a foot in tradition for sure, but they also are really kind of follow their creative muse and like incorporate lots of different styles of music. And I think that's what attracted me to them. And that's kind of what we are doing in our own way.
Very cool. Well, Anne Fung, did you come from a background of bluegrass flute?
Yeah. Well, my flute background definitely came from classical, and I studied jazz, and I was really into, when in high school I discovered Led Zeppelin. That kind of like was a diving board out of classical for me. When I was going to school in Montreal, I joined an Irish pub band, and we were learning all the pub standards, all the drinking songs, and while we were at it, we kind of discovered Nickel Creek together. And that's actually when I started getting, you know, I traced that back and realized I was coming from bluegrass roots, and that's how I got into it. And I actually realized that I liked bluegrass music way more than Irish music. So I kind of ditched the Irish stuff and started checking out bluegrass. So, yeah.
And Kathleen Parks on fiddle, I understand that you are also an expat of Irish music.
I started off with classical and made my way over to the Irish side of the street. And yeah, I started, I was doing Irish step dancing at the same time. So I had like all those tunes and like those different time feels in my head already. And then once I was like able to pick up those tunes on the fiddle, I was like, oh man, I love this. I love getting off the sheet music. And then eventually from there, I wanted to improvise. So going to bluegrass was only a natural next step.
Well, Kathleen, you mentioned getting off the sheet music. Is that how it works in the studio when you come in to record songs for an album? Do you come in set, or do you leave room for improvisation within the songs while you're recording them and let them work themselves out there in the process?
On the record, we kind of had a mix of both. Actually, we had conceptualized the record as just an EP with a bunch of live takes, like for the tracks. We had about 5 tracks that we were going to do. And through the soft encouragement of our label Signature Sounds, it turned into a full-length album. But we kept to the recordings that we did that were live recordings. So Papaya, Amadeus, Come Along Jody, and Don't Come Over are all just like totally live in the studio. And there's sort of a representation of what it sounds like when we're playing it live on stage. We tried to sort of keep that like vibe happening in the studio. So we all recorded it. It was all in the same room at Dimension Sounds. There's a really nice live room that we used. And actually we had a camera person, Sean Trishka, in there filming it. So if you go on YouTube and you check out the videos, that's the actual recording that we did of those tracks.
Well, given your freewheeling approach to the music, how do you guys mix in with other bands, say on the festival circuit, and bands that might be a bit more traditional or a bit more rootsy when you guys are trying to stretch the envelope?
We're friends with a lot of these other bands, and we like love to jam with them at festivals. We love hanging out with them and learning from them. And I think, honestly, in that scene, you just keep learning from each other at those festivals and like seeing each other perform, and you influence each other in like really cool ways, and I think we're just part of that.
All right, well, you mentioned performing live in the studio. Let's hear a live performance of a song from the new album Twisted Pine, the new album right now. How about the one you mentioned, Papaya, in a virtual Roots Down session here on WVTF.
Jumping at the bit, trying to win this race. Don't just bless me right back. Be my sweetest papaya, and I'll give you sweetest desire.
Rootsdown Radio Sessions recorded live. Search Rootsdown at WVTF.org.
Ooh, I'm loving this party. It's really been a while for me. Haven't seen the friends or acquaintances since you and I had broke it off. We've been gaining trust, patching it up. Nice that we can be in the same room again. No more awkwardness or glances, but I swear you seem a little bit off. And I'm about to blow your top. If you're gonna drink, please stop and try to think before you say it. But how it could come off, timing never was your strength. Do you really wanna talk about it right now? Talk about it right now.